Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Horatio G. Spafford, a Presbyterian from Chicago, was a successful businessman and devout Christian. After losing his fortune in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871 and tragically losing his son, he faced further hardship. In 1873, his wife and four daughters set off to England, but their ship sank. Only his wife survived. He penned, "It is well with my soul," as he approached the area where it was believed his daughter's ship sank. Despite the tragedies, he and his wife established the American colony in Jerusalem, engaging in philanthropy among Jews, Muslims, and Christians. The colony later transformed into the American Colony Hotel and played a role in the talks between Palestine and Israel that led to the 1983 Oslo Peace Accords. Psalm 42 is a beautiful portrait of learning to always have peace with God. This psalm helps assure the believer that even in the direst of situations like Horatio G. Spafford, we can confidently say, "It is well with my soul." The psalm talks about all the hardships and hostilities that come. Nevertheless, the psalmist looks forward with hope. The psalmist begins with a thought about what others might say. Where is your God? Christ followers may encounter this question during bizarre circumstances or world tragedies. Of course, the answer is, God is seated on his throne. God also lives in the hearts of those who know him. The psalmist begins the psalm by assuring his audience that, like a deer pants for flowing streams, my soul pants for God in all matters. Next, the psalmist deals with the self. If the believer is going to honestly be able to say, it is well with my soul, the believer must place God on the throne of their life. Why is my soul cast down? Why are you in turmoil within me? The psalmist chooses not to let the self win. He tells his soul, hope in God, and this turmoil will turn to praise. Finally, the psalmist references nature and life storms. Notice that the psalmist does not blame God for these events. My grief is like floods cascading over my head. Still, he refers to the floods as belonging to God. It appears that the psalmist sees God's hand in his trials. When trials sweep over a believer, the believer can choose to take courage, knowing that God has a purpose. The believer can draw close to God, or the believer can push away from God. The psalmist closes by choosing God's sovereignty. Like Horatio G. Spafford and the psalmist before, we are empowered to choose to live for and trust God in all things. When we make this choice, we can join the ranks and say, it is well with my soul. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.